I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 1st. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 30% turnout for today's state primary election. Crispo says that about 10,000 Quincy voters have already cast ballots between early voting and mail-in and absentee voting. In-person voting will take place at all 31 precincts in Quincy today with proper protocols in place during the pandemic. Crispo says about 15,000 voters requested mail-in ballots due to the pandemic, and about 9,000 were returned. Those mail-in ballots are due in the drop box outside City Hall by tonight at 8 p.m. The pandemic is forcing Quincy College to delay the start of some classes. President Rick DeCristofaro says classes for non-selective programs will begin on September 9th. He says some selective programs will begin tomorrow and that students in those programs will be contacted directly. Quincy police are reminding residents that door-to-door census takers will be in the city over the next few weeks. Census takers will have valid photo IDs, wear face masks, and observe all proper health guidelines during the pandemic. Census takers will visit homes that have not yet responded to the 2020 federal census. Census takers will work 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Fours Restaurant in Quincy and Norwell will remain open, even as the Boston location has announced it is closing after 44 years in business. The Boston Fours says it cannot recover from loss of business caused by the pandemic. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 1st.